Okay, Wednesday night, Varawafa. If there are many people that are going to be Bodek Chometz the night before they leave, and they're not going to be here early or Dalit. The question arises, let's say you can have a Shliach be Bodek your house. Is that better, and you'll do the mitzvah bismana on early Yudalid? You see, that's the only time you make a bracha. Or are there various other cheshbonos why you should do it yourself already, even though it's before the zman? So it's clear that you should do it yourself, even if it's before early Yudalid, and even if it means without making a bracha. Okay, so that's that. Now that's only if the house will be empty. If someone from your household, no, anyone, if anyone will be in the house over Pesach, they have the Chiyuv B'dik on early Yudalid, then you don't have to bother being Bodek. If you're going away for Pesach and someone's going to be staying in your house, under whatever context they're staying in your house, but they have to be Bodek Chometz in your house. And then you're potter from doing it the night before you leave, because they have the Chiyuv when they'll be there early Yudalid. Okay. It's preferable, although not very likely, I don't think, that one should check one's pockets and one's car, if one has a car, early Yudalid as well. That would be preferable. It's with a flashlight, why not? But you would not make a bracha on that. Let's say a person's going away and they're not going to be bodek chometz in the house. They're selling to the guy everything that's in the house. And the din is that if it's within 30 days, you have to make sure you do your chiyuv bedikah somewhere. So you can't do it on a car or on the pockets of your clothing. That's not a mokom, it's not a bias, whatever exactly the nakuda is, but that's not a way to fulfill your primary mitzvah, bedikas chametz, in your bias. The car doesn't count for that. Although it is nichlal in all the makomos that you have to check, but bifnei atzmo, you wouldn't make a bracha, for example, if you're just being bodik a car. Now, if someone's leaving, again, after Purim we're talking about, it, for 30 days, and they plan on selling the whole house to a goy, and therefore they're not making bedikas chametz, so they have to see to it to make bedikas chametz wherever they're going to. And they really should manage that they should have a chiyuv bedika, not just to help the balab. Say a person's going to his parents or his in-laws. He figures he'll help them be bodek chametz. That's not good enough. He has to make sure he has a mokom miyuchad, probably a room that no one would enter without knocking. That would be good enough. A mokom miyuchad, that's miyuchad for him and his wife and whatever. So then he has that chiyuv bedika there also. But the point I'm making is that you have to see to it that you fulfill a chiyuv bedika once it's within 30 days of Pesach. You can't just sell the house to a guy and go away and shalom alay nafshi. And you have a chiyuv bedika. So, and you have to see to create, to have a mokom that you can be bodek. And again, so you have to be miyachid amokum where you're going to, not just be mishtatif and help the person out. If you go to a hotel, obviously there's no problem. The problem will be that you're getting there 8 hours before lichvanching, whatever. So you have to be bodek chometz in the room. That's regardless of what you did with your house. You have to be bodek chometz in your room. And regardless of what you did with your house, you have to be bodek chometz if you're going to a place where you have your private room and no one, let's say, would enter without knocking. So you have a chiyuv bedika there. That's regardless. I'm just saying you should see to it to have such a makom if you choose not to be bodek your house, but to sell everything in it to a guy.